The news from Ellensburg Community Radio for Friday, November 15th. Jason Adler has been appointed the next superintendent and chief executive officer of Kitsap Valley Healthcare. Adler replaces Julie Peterson, who retires as of December 12th. Adler started working at KVH in 2014 as a financial analyst. He most recently served as chief financial officer. KVH celebrates the leadership transition with a small reception at 3 p.m. December 10th. In the KVH Hospital Cafe. The Ellensburg High School fall play production of Harry Potter and the Cursed Child continues at 7 p.m. tonight at the Morgan Performing Arts Center. Other performances are at 2 and 7 p.m. Saturday, 7:30 p.m. November 21st, 7 p.m. November 22nd, and 2 and 7 p.m. November 23rd. Tickets are $20 for adults and $15 for students. Volunteers are needed for the cold weather shelter, which will operate overnight from tonight through March 15th at the Western Village on the Kittas County Fairgrounds. Hope Source is operating the shelter. Volunteer registration information is available on the Hope Source Facebook page. Volunteers are needed over the next 2 weekends to help restore fire-damaged shrub steppe off of Vantage Highway. The effort is organized by the State Department of Fish and Wildlife. The work is from 9 to 3 p.m. Saturday and November 23rd. Volunteers will gather at Pump House Road off of Vantage Highway, milepost 22. The Ellensburg Holiday Market is from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Saturday at the Kittas Valley Event Center. The market features more than 50 vendors. The Ellensburg City Council meets at 7 p.m. Monday in the City Council Chambers. A public hearing on the 2025-26 biennial budget is on the agenda. Natika Wilbur presents Changing the Way We See Native America, Dismantling Native American Stereotypes at 6 p.m. Tuesday in the Student Union Ballroom. Wilbur, from the Swinomish and Tulalip tribes, is a photographer, best-selling author, speaker, filmmaker, and host of the All My Relations podcast. She recently made her directorial debut for the film One Small Thing. The presentation is followed by a reception and book signing. The Clay Elum Rosin High School football team plays at 4 p.m. today in Asotin in the second round of the State 2B football playoffs. The Warriors defeated Brewster in the opening round last weekend. The Ellensburg High School volleyball team plays Mark Morris at 10:45 a.m. today at the Yakima Sun Dome in the first round of the State 2A volleyball tournament. Play continues through Friday afternoon and Saturday. The Bulldogs enter the tournament as the number one seed. The Ellensburg High School soccer team defeated Sehome 2-1 on penalty kicks in the first round of the State 2A playoffs on Wednesday. The Bulldogs advance to play Columbia River in Vancouver at noon on Saturday. The Central Washington University football team faces Western Oregon at 1 p.m. Saturday at Thomason Stadium with a likely berth in the NC2A Division II playoffs on the line. The Wildcats and Wolves are tied for second place in the Lone Star Conference with 6-2 league records heading into the final game of the regular season. The Fish Open Table lunch today is shepherd's pie, garlic toast, and applesauce. Lunch is open to all seniors age 60+, from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. in Ellensburg, and noon to 1 p.m. in Clay Elum. Meal sites are Ellensburg Open Table and the Clay Elum Seventh-day Adventist Church. The community lunch for anyone needing a hot meal is from 1 to 2 p.m. at the Ellensburg location. The forecasted high today in Ellensburg is 48 degrees. Sunset is at 4:26 p.m., and the expected nighttime low is 26 degrees. Winds will be 10 to 30 miles per hour. The weekend forecast calls for highs of 42 on Saturday and 47 on Sunday, with a chance of snow showers on Saturday. This newscast can be found at www.eburgerradio.org. This has been Michael Gallagher for Ellensburg Community Radio.